Blog Talk Radio.
Receiving your help, Lord. May your name be honored, Lord.
Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Well, let's play some music.
Oh.
worship for the service. Amen. All right. Let's get into the message. It's called the Discipline of Simplicity. The Christian life is meant to be marked by simplicity. Jesus summed up our purpose with two statements: love God and love people. But in our humanity, we have made complex what God designed to be peaceful, purposeful, and simple. A.W. Tozer remarks, in the pursuit of God, every age has its own characteristics. Right now, we are in an age of religious complexity. The simplicity which is in Christ is rarely found among us. In its stead of programs, methods, organizations, and a world of nervous activities, which occupy time and attention, but never can satisfy the longing of the heart. The shallowness of our inner experience, the hollowness of our worship, and the servile imitation of the world, which marks our promotional methods, all testify that we in this day know that God only imperfectly in the peace of God is scarcely at all. If we want to find God amid all religious externals, we must first determine to find him and then proceed in the way of simplicity. So maybe we discover the peace and joy that comes from pursuing a simple Christianity this week. Often we are kept from living lives marked by the joy and peace of our Heavenly Father because of our continual pursuit for more. Humanity's first sin was pursuing more than God intended for us, and the enemy continues to entice us with the temptation today. A core value of the world is more money, more fame, more friends, more success, more happiness, more possessions, more of anything, because we feel dissatisfied with our lives. We are constantly grappling for that which will never fully satisfy in the present or lead us to a lifestyle of continuous satisfaction. Excuse me. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12, For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we behave in the world with simplicity and good sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and supremely so towards you. So simplicity is a God-given discipline, and it prunes the dead branches and the waste that effectually deplete us of the energy, time, and provision which God has blessed us. When we make the decision to stop pursuing more, we step in with the Spirit and place our trust and faith in God rather than our own understanding. You see, at the core of continued pursuit for more is a lack of faith in God's goodness. If we truly believe God provides all we need, we would never stop outside the provision and strive for more. Adam and Eve questioned God's goodness and thereby brought the destructive nature of sin into humanity. They decided for themselves what was enough rather than trusting God to know that it was best for them. Our own forbidden fruit takes on all sorts of forms. We work our fingers to the bone for a taste of greater success, all the while forgetting who it is we are to work for in the first place. We take God's given financial provisions and waste it on worldly pleasures rather than investing it into which was actually satisfied us. We take what we receive from God and use it to finance self-indulgence rather than sharing it with those for whom God wanted us to use to bless from the beginning. And we take the valuable resource of time and waste and pursue stuff we never God's intentions to begin with. So we desperately need transformation and training in the discipline of simplicity in order to experience joy and peace that transcends circumstances and position ourselves through faithfulness to receive more of what God longs to give. We must offer our time, energy, and money to God and follow guidance of the Spirit and Word. In Matthew chapter 6, 21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So take time in God in prayer, placing all your treasures on the only place that can offer you eternal investment with your Heavenly Father. Meditate on the importance of simplicity and respect the pursuit of more. In Luke chapter 16, verse 13, "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or he will devote to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 17, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Reflect on areas of your life that are not marked by simplicity. ask the Spirit to convict you of anything you need to get rid of. It is incredibly important to know the difference between guilt and conviction. Conviction from the Spirit is always done in love and will always bring you inner peace and joy as you follow through in obedience. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, and gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So commit to the ending the pursuit more by trusting the provisions and goodness of your Heavenly Father. Place your trust in Him alone and ask Him to guide you to a lifestyle of simplicity. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 31-33, therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your Heavenly Father knows what you need of them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added to you. God has a different plan for each of His children. He intends for some to live in poverty, with absolutely no possessions, while others He wants to bless in abundance, that they may have the privilege of co-laboring with Him in blessing others. Scripture is clear that our God gives good and perfect gifts. He loves to bless His children. To live simply, we just need to live in a continued relationship with the Holy Spirit and allow Him to show us what gifts are from Him and whether they are for the benefit of our pleasure or to give away to others. So may you find greater depths of peace as you grow in trusting God and following the perfect abundant leadership in the Holy Spirit. Amen. I highly suggest that you read 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It'll bring this devotional moment to life for you. Amen. Now let us bring us to the most important question of the day. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you. Are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Or you lack purpose in life? Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety? Maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as addiction to alcohol or drugs, pornographic material, okay, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for Him to do so, He must know you. So, the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I graciously receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. Once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. And let us say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said this prayer, we'd like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. And once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you will be in the queue, and you can let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. Let's play some music.
Love so great, it taught my heart. Yeah.
things getting better. It's time that they dissolve the dream of fear on the inside of you with my word and my promise till it's completely dissolved. Are you anticipating downturn and disappointment? You are where your attention takes you. Set your affections on things above, where I dispense from my throne all the necessary power to undo the strategy of hell against you and redefine your life according to the promise of my word. It's all about cooperation, says the Father. What you allow to be in your heart is an abundance, will have no choice but to cooperate with the, and yield to you. If fear and worry have so long been with you that they actually influence the makeup of your personality, then that constitutes a stronghold that will hold you like a vice until you choose to do what is necessary to break free. Believe the good report. Accept the favor that I have according to you. I am not denying you. I am not saying no. I am not sitting on my throne aloof, uninterested in what is taking place in your life. You are going to have to decide whether to stand with the counsels of the uninformed and unilluminated that they taught you such to drivel, or are you going to accept the clear and plain promise of my word, that I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I came that you might have abundant life, and guess what? I am still coming. I am coming in power, and I am coming in majesty, and where I show up will be wherever faith is found. I'm only looking for one thing, says the Father. I'm looking and coming to find faith in the earth and your heart, that I may bring about the mountain-moving consequences of total blessing and favor that you have longed for. But you must draw yourself away from with me. Amen. Well, this prophetic word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Well, I'm going to play one more song and call it a night. Amen. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful night. Thank you, everybody, for checking in tonight. Okay? Have a blessed week. Okay? Until Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.